Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narration is on Psalm 24, reminding us that our Lord is the King of Glory. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gate, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. The earth is the Lord's. I think we forget that sometimes. Scoffers and rejectors of God's word not only forget it, but reject the truth of God's word of creation. But God has preserved his word for us in the Holy Bible, and in Genesis chapter 1, we can read all about how the world was truly formed and created by the word of our almighty and powerful God. On the third day of creation, detailed in Genesis chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, we hear how the earth was awesomely formed by God. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Well, there must have been scoffers back in Jesus' day too, because the Apostle Simon Peter also wrote to remind the followers then that by the word of God the heavens and earth came into existence. From 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, we read, "For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God." The same chapter goes on to reveal how God on the sixth day created man in his own image, male and female he created them. So, although many people today seem to want to hijack God's creation, calling it their own and taking credit for sustaining the health of the land and preserving its riches, it is only by the wisdom of God that the world was established, and by his mercy that our life here is sustained and remains perfectly ordered. I've never heard of an art admirer walk through a gallery extolling the beauty of a painting and then try to convince others that the work actually came into being by accidental mashing up of a canvas and pots of paint. No, the world and all that is in it, including you and me, came from God who continues to sustain and create new lives today. He is the King of Glory. And all who recognize Christ as this kind of King have, by faith through God's grace, lifted up the gates and doors of their hearts so that the King of Glory may come in. Years ago, I received a phone call out of the blue from an old friend saying that she was going to be coming through our town in the next couple of hours and would love to stop over to visit and spend the night. I'm so glad that phones back then didn't have the real-time pictures that they do today, because that way I could make it sound to my friend as if my house was in perfect order and I was completely prepared to house an impromptu guest without her knowing otherwise. Because actually, nothing was further from the truth. Dirty dishes were in the sink, beds were not clean, the clean laundry had been dumped in a pile on the one spare bed we had, and the carpets needed serious vacuuming. The thoughts racing through my head were along the lines of, "Oh, please don't show up before I get all of my messes cleaned up." Rather than be excited about seeing an old friend and throwing wide the doors to her arrival, I was panicked about what she would see as the real me. Not only was I not ready to lift the gates and ancient doors into this rather messy abode, but I kind of wanted to lock them down, at least for a little while. Of course, the thoughts that didn't cross my mind that should have were that this was a true friend coming, someone who already knows what kind of a housekeeper I am and still loves and accepts me. It's a blessing to have someone who loves you just the way you are and to know that they will love you even if they do have to step over about 10 toys to get through your front door. And it is also true that a little effort goes a long way, so it is a thoughtful gesture to spend a few minutes, if we can, tidying up our homes to welcome friends into our hearts and homes. I think our psalmist today is asking us to do the same for the best guest of all, our Lord and King of glory, Jesus Christ. Like the Israelites who were ascending the hill of Zion to worship God where he could be found, in the temple, we have the distinct pleasure also of meeting God where he comes to us still today, through his word in readings and sermons and the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion at church in the divine service. Like my friend who announced her coming, the psalmist David is announcing to the worshipers of his time that they too have someone coming, Jesus Christ, their Redeemer, and our Redeemer. And like my angst about the readiness of my home and zeal to clean for my friend, it made me think, are the chambers of our hearts ready for this guest, the King of Glory? Have we cleaned out all of the evil thoughts from the chamber of our mind, cleaned out the evil deeds of our hands and mouth, removed all of the cobwebs of guilt and shame out of our hearts so that they are pure? Because this is who shall be allowed to stand before God, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. Is that you and me? Well, no, not as far as you and I are capable of such mighty works. As sinful human beings, we are neither worthy nor prepared to come before the perfect, holy King of glory and worship. But thanks be to God, we are no longer bound by the completion of the Old Testament laws and works, because Christ took care of that for us on the cross, dying for our sins and being raised from the grave to sit at the right hand of God the Father in glory. By that work of God's hand, his righteousness became ours. So now we can, in the freedom of repentance and absolution from God, through his called and ordained ministers of his word, fling wide the doors and portals of our hearts to welcome the King of glory into our hearts and into our lives. We have received the blessing from the Lord and God's righteousness through his Son Jesus, so that when we come to worship every week, we know that even if the chambers of our hearts have let the dirt and grime of the sinful world spill in, Christ has already done the cleaning for us, not with a broom or a vacuum, but with a cross and an open tomb, preserving a place in our hearts for him so that we might forever seek his face. As you prepare to meet God in worship this week, hear these words of a great hymn written in 1642 by George Weissel during the very troubled times of the Thirty Years' War, and rejoice. This hymn was based on our psalm for today, Psalm 24, and was written to be sung during the Advent season of the church year, which precedes Christmas. Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. Life and salvation he doth bring. Therefore rejoice and gladly sing. To God the Father raise your joyful songs of praise. We pray. Lord God, King of glory, forgive us for our sins that dirty our hands, our minds, and our hearts, and help us to rejoice and live godly lives in your cleansing righteousness through your grace, mercy, peace, and steadfast love. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.